From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.
Yo del hospital pasé a la cárcel.
10 years ago, Cristina Quintanilla suffered a miscarriage at her home in rural El Salvador. But when the 18-year-old woke up on an operating table, she didn't see doctors. She saw police. Someone on the hospital staff had accused her of inducing an abortion. An abortion under any circumstance is a felony in El Salvador.
Me detuvieron dentro del quirófano donde
they arrested me while I was in surgery. I was handcuffed to the bed. They didn't care how badly I was hemorrhaging or how terrified I was.
Neither doctors nor prosecutors ever presented physical evidence that Cristina had intentionally terminated her pregnancy. She was convicted anyway, not just for abortion, but aggravated murder. She was sentenced to 30 years in prison. After 4 years behind bars, Cristina was released in 2009 when a higher court ruled the punishment excessive. But her criminal record stuck, making it impossible to find a decent job.
Por las que cualquier mundo quisiera correrse.
I had to leave. Those years in prison for something I didn't do ended my life.
This summer, Cristina and her 4-year-old daughter came to the United States. They now live with cousins in Chicago. El Salvador outlawed all abortion in 1999, even in cases of rape, incest, and when a mother's life is at risk. Since then, scores of women like Cristina have been sent to prison. At least one has died there. And legal experts say all too often the only thing they're guilty of is having miscarriages.
Emergency rooms act as crime scenes.
Caroline Bettinger-Lopez is a law professor at the University of Miami and an expert on women's rights in Latin America.
I think witch hunt is a correct word. And the people suffering the most are the most marginalized, young, poor, indigenous, uneducated women.
Officials at the federal prosecutor's office in El Salvador would not comment despite repeated requests from WLRN. But the abortion law, widely considered the world's most severe, is now facing unprecedented condemnation. For one thing, doctors and lawyers increasingly point out the hypocrisy of affluent Salvadoran women traveling abroad to have legal abortions.
I'm talking about Miami.
Dennis Munoz is a Salvadoran defense attorney who represents numerous women accused of abortion.
If you have the resources, you can fly your way out of the law.
Dr. Roberto Sanchez, director of the National Women's Hospital, agrees. Many Salvadoran women solve the problem in Miami, Sanchez recently told a Spanish news agency, and he feels El Salvador needs to rethink its rigid abortion ban.
It should have some exceptions. In certain cases, the woman's welfare has to be society's focus.
The UN has condemned the law because of the recent case of a pregnant woman nicknamed Beatrice. Her fetus did not have a brain. Doctors said carrying that fetus was killing her. Still, Salvadoran officials refused to let Beatrice have an abortion. After outcry from international human rights groups, they approved the fetus's removal by C-section. It just saved Beatrice's life. A growing protest movement is urging the Salvadoran government to free 17 women currently in prison for abortion. Heading that effort is the Citizen Group for the Decriminalization of Abortion. Sarah Garcia Gross is one of its directors.
We want to say to the country and to the world, this is a form of violence against women.
But this isn't just a Salvadoran issue. 4 other Latin American countries ban abortion outright, and the region's laws are generally harsh. One big reason? Many of the liberal governments that have recently come to power in Latin America still need the support of conservative institutions like the Roman Catholic Church. But El Salvador's is now considering pardons for the 17 women.
It's a sign that the things are changing.
One of those 17 women is serving a 40-year sentence. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.